Afternoon, everybody.
弟兄姐妹
can you hear me?
下午平安。
听到我吗？ Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Today we have Richard interpreting.
今天是我做翻译。
You need to encourage him.
谢谢谢谢。
Because all our interpreters are gone on holiday.
因为我们平常翻译的弟兄姐妹都他们都放假了。
As you can see, most of the families are on holiday.
你看看大部分的那个家庭都是放假
大声点
大声点大声点、
Can you hear me?、So most people are on holiday、
很多都是去度假了
But praise the Lord you are here
谢谢谢感谢主我 还在可以做翻译
Amen Amen
Amen
Suzanne and I have just come back from Malaysia
Suzanne 跟我刚从马来西亚回来
Malaysians are wonderful people.
马来西亚人是他们真是很好的人。
Apart from the food, I find that their English are very different from ours.
除了的吃东西以外呢，我看我觉得他们说的英文呢也跟我们不一样。
Because when I got there, I tried to talk to the people in the shop and in the taxi driver in English. I realized they don't understand me.
当我去店里面买东西，跟那个taxi 的那个开车那个，他们的讲的英文跟我很不一样。
So I decided to learn the Malayan way of speaking English.
我就开始要学习那个马来西亚那种英文。
So for example, if you want to go there into the shop and say, "Can I have a discount of and pay you?" 10 ringgits.
就是我去店里面买东西的时候，我可不可以拿一个折扣？
Do you do a discount?
你给我一个折扣。
Yeah, they don't know what you're talking about.
他们不懂说什么。
Instead, you have to say cheap pala.
就是要说
10 ringgits. cheap pala, 10 ringgits.
Cheap pala, 10 minutes.
And then they say, they understand why.
他们就懂了。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Lovely people.
他们真是很好的。
We hope to go back there again.
我希望短期内我也可以再去。
Now that we have relatives in Malaysia.
现在我也有亲戚在马来西亚了。
Hallelujah.
And so,
during this time, I know that many things are happening in the world.
在这段时间里，我觉得这个世界里很多事情在发生。
And today I want to talk to you something about what Jesus said, which is easier to say.
今天我要跟大家分享的就是这个题目叫哪一样容易呢？
Some of you may remember where did Jesus say these words.
我们当中有弟兄姐妹会还记得这一句是在圣经里出自哪个经文里面
When it comes to Jesus' time when he was trying to preach the gospel
在耶稣那个时期的时候当你要跟人家传福音的时候
Israel was a very religious country
以色列是一个很宗教的国家
Just because a country is religious doesn't mean they know God
就算他们的那个国家多么的宗教性的，但是不代表他们明白神，
neither、
认识神。
Neither does it mean they are free. They are free.
也不是说他们的自由。
You see, you would have thought that their God being Jehovah, they should be living a very spiritual and very free life.
那时候信耶和华见证人的时候，他们呢觉得他们可以再活得很自由。
But instead, the people were under bondage.
但是他们呢是在那个捆锁里面的。
Under a religious bondage.
是在一个宗教的捆绑。
And it is important to realize that we are no different.
我们
Today we are no different.
Yeah.就现在我们活在这个现在那个时间我们也没有怎么分别也是一样的
Although we know Jesus
虽然我们也认识耶稣
Although we have Christianity
虽然我们是基督徒
That doesn't mean we are free
这不代表我们的自由
Amen It doesn't mean we know God
也不代表你认识神
Because there are two particular factors that affect The people in Israel and also affect us today.
因为有两个原因可以影响那个以色列他的人也影响我们现在。
And these are what they call strongholds of the mind.
那个就是叫营垒，在他们脑筋里面有一个很营垒。
One is the tradition of men.
一个就是是那个宗习俗里面的人。传统那个的
tradition of man, it's the way they interpret the scripture.
是他们在翻译这个圣经。
So they take the commandments to an extreme.
他们把那个律法就是带到极端去了。
And they made the word of God difficult to live by and difficult to fulfill.
神的话语很难在圣物里面呢，活出来。他们也做不到。
Amen. Today we have the same problem when we misinterpret the scripture, we find that we misunderstand what God really wants from us, and we turn God's word into a bondage.
同样的，我们现在呢也把那个圣经呢误解了，所以呢我们呢那个神的话语对我们好像变了一个捆绑这样子。
So when Jesus said, I have come to fulfill the law, He didn't say I came to break the law.
耶稣说他是来是成全那个律法的，他不是说是破坏那个律法的。
And yet we see Jesus often do things that the Pharisees and Sadducees were unhappy with.
但是我们常常看见耶稣做的事情呢，那个法利赛派人呢，撒都盖人派那个人呢，他们都不很喜欢。
Because according to them, Jesus is lawless. Jesus is breaking the law.
对他们来讲呢，耶稣是没有律法的哈，他常常的就是犯法的。
But what Jesus was lawless about was not the law of God, but the tradition of man.
那个耶稣在那个好像是没有遵守律法的，他不是对律法没有遵守，是对那个传统，那人的传统没有遵守。
And so we see in church history, the church leaders lay down rules and regulations that are not from the Bible.
我们看到了那个教会里面的领袖了，他就把很多律法了都立了律法，但是呢不是根据那个圣经的。
And because of it, it made it impossible and it made it very difficult for Christians to try and live by the word of God.
这样子令到基督徒了很难去根据那个神的话语神的律法去活这个生活。
And so Christians, some Christians in find it that Christianity become more of a bondage rather than a freedom.
那么很多人呢觉得了这个基督教了成为一个捆绑了。
And so it becomes you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this and you can't do that. Christianity becomes very negative. It is always you can't do anything.
好像那个基督教了变得很负面的，你这个你不能做，那个你也不能做。
I mean, Annie went to the same church as I when I was a student, and I remember watching TV, having a TV, going to cinema was not encouraged.
我跟 Annie 同样一个教会的，但是呢他们不鼓励你去看电视看电影啊这些事情。
And they have a lot of you can't do this, you can't do that.
还有很多的事情你又不能做这个又不能做那个。
And when you look at in church history, the electric guitar is a devil's instrument.
你看那个教会的历史那个电子吉他哈是那个魔鬼用的东西。
And the drums, oh, that's very rock and roll.
那个鼓呢就是那个那种音乐是那个滚rock and roll 那种。
And sisters, brothers, sisters cannot use makeup.
那个姐妹们呢不能化妆。
In other words, you can have, You can't decorate your face.
你不能装饰你的脸。
Now, these are not rules on the Bible, but they are rules of mankind.
这是律法呢，不是从圣经来的，是从人而来的。
And so what happened is that the Pharisees and Sadducees, they took the God's commandments and misinterpreted it.
那是法利赛派跟撒都盖派那些人呢，就把神的律法把它改了。
So that's one of the problems.
这个是其中一个问题。
And then another problem is this, the way they explain to people why you are blind, why you are lame, is because you have sinned.
他们还把那个瞎眼的、瘸腿的，就是因为他们有罪，所以变成这样。
In other words, religion condemns a person.
那个宗教呢，变得是在咒作一个人。
You are like this, it's because you have done something wrong.
因为你这样子病了，就是因为你的犯罪了。
And so often you don't see the mercy of God.
那么这样子呢，没有看见神的怜悯。
The grace of God.
那个神的恩典。
And so Jesus had to confront this.
所以呢，那个耶稣要这些事情上呢，要对抗他们。
Because the Sadducees and Pharisees, they were not representing God in the right way.
因为的那个撒都盖派啊，那个法利赛派那些人呢，他不是代表宗教。
They called themselves disciples of Moses, but in fact, Jesus said, "Your father is the devil."
他们自己说他是摩西的门徒，但是耶稣说他们是那个
魔鬼的门徒。Amen. In other words, they made their religion so heavy that the people find it impossible to live.
他们把那个宗教呢弄得了很重了令他们很难活在这个世界上。
And so.With this background, we're going to look at some scriptures.
在这个背景以下呢，我们来看一看一些圣经。
And I pray that today God will speak to you.
我希望呢，神会跟你说话。
Set you free from the tradition of man.
从把你从那个传统里面呢释放出来。
Things that you have always been told.
就是人家常常跟你说那些说话。
Perhaps they are actually not from the Bible, but from a religious spirit.
他可能不是从圣经来的，是从那些宗教生的地方来的。
And secondly,
第二呢
，to set you free from guilt and condemnation,
就是把你自己把你从那个自己责备自己里释放出来。
To set you free from words that spoken by people who said you are like that is because you have done that, or because your mom and dad done this, or because you got a curse in your family, etc.
因为 你这样子了，就是你自己做了这些不好的事，你那个家里有人，你那个祖宗有人做了不好的事，所以呢，你就被咒诅了。
So these are condemnation.
这个事就是被咒诅了。
And so with that we look at Mark chapter 2 verse 5-6.
我们一起来看看马可福音第二章第五到第六节。
Now what happened is that Jesus was ministering in a house.
那个时候耶稣呢是在那个家里面呢传道。
Because he was surrounded by so many people.
他是被很多人围绕的。
Four friends who took a paralytic man decided to make a hole on the ceiling and then lower their friend to Jesus.
有些人呢在那个房顶上面呢弄一个洞把那些人坠到下面来。
I'm so glad that hasn't happened to me yet.
我高兴这些事情没有发生在我这里。
Can you imagine you having a Bible study and suddenly, right, someone's taking your roof off your house, and then somebody's lowered down.
如果你们在查经的时候，突然间有人在那个屋顶里面弄一个洞，把一个人坠下来。
And this is what happened.
这个就是这样子发生。
And Jesus saw the faith of the four friends of the paralytic man.
那个耶稣看见那个四个他是个朋友那种信心。
And so we read in verse 5, it says, And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven. Now some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts.
马可福音第二章第五到第六节，耶稣见他们的信心，就对坛子说：“孩子，你的罪赦了。”有几个文士坐在哪里，心里议论说。
And in verse 7, right, it says here, why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?
在第七节他说，这个人为什么这样说呢？他说亵渎的话了，除了神一位以外，谁能赦罪呢？
And then in verse 9, Jesus replied,Which is easier to say? Which is the heading of today's sermon?
在第九节耶稣说对这个坛子说，你的罪赦了。话说起来，哪里的
Which is easier to say?
哪一样容易呢？
So Jesus, this is where Jesus said those words.This is where Jesus said the words.
这个就是耶稣说的话。
Now let's read this again. Which is easier to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Rise, take up your bed and walk. But that they may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins.
第九代到第十节，对那个坛子说，你的罪赦了。话说起来，拿你的玉子行走，哪一样容易呢？
So、Jesus
但要让你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
So Jesus is basically saying to the religious leaders, What's easier to say? Your sins have been forgiven, or take up your bed and walk?
耶稣其实在对那些宗教的领袖说，到底哪一样容易呢？还是拿起来拿你的玉子走行呢？
When you first read this, you can't see the connection between these two things.
当你开始念的时候，你想不起来这句经文有什么关系。对，刚刚
Your sins have been forgiven and take up your bed and walk got to do with each other.
那个你的罪赦了跟你拿起玉子行走有什么关系呢？
But do you remember what I said?
你还记得我说吗？
Elsewhere in the Bible, we have seen so many other examples.
在圣经上，我们看到其他很多的例子。
People with diseases are condemned.
犯罪的人都是有罪受咒诅的。
You have sinned.
你犯罪了。
Your mom have been sinned.
你妈犯罪了。
You are born with sin.
你是生下来就有罪。
In other words, the paralytic man, ever since he was paralyzed, he has no sympathy except condemnation from their religious leaders. Son, you are paralyzed is because you or your parents have sinned against God.
那个坛子剩下来的时候啦，就是那些宗教的领袖了，就会给他一个感觉，就是。没有一点的仁慈的对他，就是你这样子谈了，就是因为你妈妈了犯了罪。
Has anyone said that to you?
有没有人对你这样子讲呢？
Has anyone said that it's supposed to be a Christian, and because you are suffering from something, they say, brother, you are suffering from this disease is because I believe the Holy Spirit is telling me that you got sin.
就是如果有人跟你讲的话兄弟你现在的病的这样子就是因为你犯罪了。
That's not discernment, that is condemnation.
那个不叫讲到那个是叫咒诅。
I remember there are teachings within the Pentecostal and charismatic circle that people try to relate diseases with different types of sin.
我记得在灵恩派的圈子里面呢，有人把那个罪跟犯罪了跟那个病连在一起。
And I used to believe that.
我从前也是这样子相信的。
Until I realized, hey, I got to be careful. I could end up like a Pharisee.
直到我后来的发觉，哎，这样子不行啊，我也变了一个法利赛派人哦。
Those of you who have heard the same kind of teaching as I heard, don't accept it.
如果你跟我一样听过这种教导的话，千万不要接受。
I'm not saying that sins cannot cause certain problems. They can.
不是说病了，不会使我们的这种情形，在某种情形下是可能的。
But it has to be truly revealed by the Holy Spirit.
但这个要那个圣灵啊，真正的向我们显示的时候，才可以这样子说。
But what we cannot have is an assumption.
我们不能自己乱猜的。
The person is disabled is because their forefathers, their grandmothers, perhaps has been cursed.
那个人残疾了，是因为他的祖宗，因为他的祖母犯罪了。
In other words, looking for an explanation for why this person is disabled, this person had this particular disease.
这样子就是要找一个理由，干嘛的这个人会残疾了。
Please don't do this sort of thing because it's very unloving.
千万不要这样子做，这是一点也不可爱的。
Instead, Jesus says to the paralytic man,
耶稣呢就跟那个残疾的人说了，
Your sins have forgiven you.
你的罪已经被赦。
In other words, he's basically saying, everyone has condemned you, saying that it is because of your sin, because of the sin of your parents. But I say to you,Just get up and walk.
耶稣的意思
It's none of that.
耶稣的意思就是所有的人都在咒诅你，说你的祖宗有罪，你自己有罪。但是呢，我要你站起来走，都不是那个，都不是理由。
Jesus is basically saying to the paralytic man, none of those things. You have done nothing wrong. Your parent has done nothing wrong. Your sins have been forgiven.
耶稣其实就是让那个瘫子知道，跟他说：“你这个情形惨了，不是因为你的祖宗犯罪，不是因为你的母亲犯罪。
What you need is not an explanation. What you need is a Messiah who can set you free.
你需要的不是一个理由，你需要的是那个有那个救主来释放你。
Amen. So.If a brother or a sister in church has a disease or some kind of problem, we cannot say because they got sin, because they have done that. No. What they need is you to say in Jesus' name, be healed.
如果弟兄姐妹在教会里面有病的，你就不能说啊，你这样子啊，因为你的病啊，因为你的祖宗的病啊，你应该说在奉主耶稣的名，你释放。
Amen.
Amen.
God is not looking for explanations. Got nothing to do with us.
神不是在找那个理由，这个与我们无关。
When we see a sick person, we pray. Jesus said, "Lay hands on the sick."And be healed.
当我们看见一个生病的人，耶稣说，按手在他身上，让他能释放。
The Bible talks about when a multitude came to Jesus.
圣经里面说，一群人来到耶稣面前。
The Bible says that Jesus healed every single person.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣把每一个人都医治好了。
But the Bible never recorded, "Oh, I can't heal you because your forefathers sinned, so you need to repent of this."I can't heal you because you haven't repented of this particular sin that you committed 10 years ago.
耶稣没有说你祖宗犯罪了，所以我不能医治因为你没有认罪你自己的罪，我也不能医治你的病。没有这样子说。
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
你明白我说吗？
Because if we are not careful, we could end up being Pentecostal Pharisees.
如果我们不小心的话，我们呢变了那个灵恩派的法利赛派人了。
And we don't realize we become one of them.
我们自己也不知道，我们变成好像跟他们一样了。
I remember in 2010, we were going through a very big problem.
我记得在2012年的时候，我们在家里发生一点问题。
Suzanne had to be taken to hospital.
Susan 要进去送进去医院。
So I asked brothers and sisters to pray for us.
我就叫弟兄姐妹们为苏珊祷告。
What I got in the evening was somebody rang me.
在那个晚上呢，有人打一个电话给我。
And said, Pastor, Susan has this problem in her body. It's because she has sinned.
那个人就说，牧师啊，你太太苏珊呢，她病了，就是因为了有犯了罪这个问题。
I nearly put my hand into the phone.And trying to reach that person's face and slap.
我差一点呢，要把手放进那个电话里面，伸到去那边天际，怪他一耳光。
But for the sister, she honestly thought she said the right thing.
但是在那个姐妹的她这个观点里面呢，她就觉得是对的，她说这是话。
So I'm so glad that she didn't say it to me face to face, but through the phone.
幸亏了他没有面对面跟我讲，只是经过电话跟我讲。
So I was so angry.
哇，那个时候我非常的。
And then I said, "Thank you very much." And then I put the phone down.
那我只有跟他说谢谢你，就把电话挂掉了。
Then I looked into heaven.
我就看着去。
And looked into heaven.
我看着天堂。
And then I complained. I said, "Father."Why are people so cruel?
天父啊，为什么那些人那么残忍呢？
And then a loud voice came back down.
从天上有一个声音下来了。
It's not audible voice, but I can hear it loud inside me.
就是在心里。
And then it said, "Who taught them that?"
谁跟你说的？谁叫你的？
谁教他？
谁教他的是？谁教他的？
Who taught that sister?
谁教那个姐妹的？
Then I said, "Me, Lord."
我就说，主啊，是我。
Then I realized it is so unloving, so unkind. It is so not God.
我就知道那个时候，哎呀，这没有爱心的，这是不仁慈的，那个都不是从神而来的。
Even though we are trying to help somebody to get well, but sometimes our method, our understanding is not from God.
就算我们是帮助人家、教人家，但是我们的方法不是从神而来的。
Amen?
Amen.
But isn't it great that Jesus say, "Hey, son, it's nothing to do with your sin."
这个多好啊！耶稣说，哎，孩子，这个不是因为你的罪。
I'm here to set you free.
我在这里释放你。
That's why he says, "Your sins are forgiven," or "Get up and walk" is exactly the same thing.
所以耶稣就是教他，你的罪已经被赦免了，你拿起玉石来走，不是一样吗？两句。
Both is the same.
两句都是一样的。
One is is not because of my sin.
一个就是你病了，不是因为你的罪。
Get up and walk means I don't have sin, so therefore I can get up and walk.
起来可以走了，就是因为你没有罪，所以就可来走了。
The two are related.
两个是有关系的。
Hallelujah.
感谢主， Hallelujah.
So what Jesus is basically saying, it is not who's sin, it is more to do with you need a Messiah to heal you.
这个不是与犯罪不犯罪是没有关的，这个是那个尼赛亚，我来就是释放你。
Amen.
Amen.
So this man has been delivered from false condemnation and accusation.
那个人已经被释放，从那个被假的控告里面释放出来了。
And then we look at the second example in Luke chapter 13.
我们再看另外一个举例，在那个马可福音
，verse 11 and 12，
十三节到十三章十一到十二节。
Here is a woman for 18 years. She was bent like this.
这里说到有一个妇人十八年呢，她是那个腰了也直不起来。
She was bent like that, so she walked like this for 18 years.
她这样子弯着腰走路走了十八年。
She's walking like that, looking on the ground.
她走路的时候眼睛只是能看着地上。
And we read in verse 11, and behold, there was a woman who had a disability spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, Woman, you are free from your disability.
路加福音13章11到12节，有一个女人被灵附身，病了18年，腰弯的一点都直不起来。耶稣看见，就叫她进来，对她说，妇人，你的病好了。
Verse 13, and he lay hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God.
第十三节，于是用双手按着她，她立刻直起腰来。说就归那个荣耀给神。
Verse 14, but the ruler of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the people, There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, not on the Sabbath day.
在第四十节这样子说，会堂的主管因为耶稣在安息日治病，就很生气，对众人说，有六天应当做工，那六天以内可以来求医，在安息日就不可。
Then verse 15 says, Then the Lord answered him, You hypocrites, does not each of you on Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to water it?
第十五节，主回答他，假冒为善的人啊，难道你们个人在安息日不解开槽上的牛和驴牵去喝水吗？
Can you see here a woman who suffered from 18 years, she got healed by Jesus.
这里你们看到吗？一个女人她病了十八年，给耶稣把她医治了。
Any normal human being will rejoice.
就算一个普通的人都会为她高兴。
Amen. Any non-believer, any normal person will rejoice.
就算没有信主的哈，也会为她高兴。
Except religious people.
就是那些宗教性的人。
I tell you, brothers and sisters, tradition of man, religion makes somebody very, very unloving and very judgmental.
那个传统性那些宗教的事情啊，会把人改变的，就是很喜欢是论断人家的。
They got absolutely no sympathy with the people of God.
他对基督徒和信主的人呢，一点都没有怜悯之心。
And so I urge everyone here, don't become religious.
所以我在这里奉劝大家，千万不要成为一个宗教的人。
Because if you allow religion to bind your eyes,to blind you.
对啊，如果你的眼被那个宗教弄瞎了，
and to harden your heart,
也把你的信用的弄得好像石头这样子硬了，
you really cannot see the love of God.
你就永远看不见神的爱。
And I tell you, brothers and sisters, we can easily become judgmental over people.
我们很容易去论断人家的。
And sometimes, especially in the area of God, whether God can heal people or not, many churches today do not believe in such a thing.
现在的教会很多人都不相信神可以医治。
And any pastor or any minister comes to argue with me, saying, we don't believe in signs and wonders, we don't believe in the Holy Spirit, because it's all passed away after the book of Acts.
很多的牧师全教士也来跟牧师说已经医治了，已经是过了那个使徒行传那个时期了，已经过了。
And so when I was a student, I took a girl that attended a church like that, who don't believe in these things, to a Reinhard Bonnke meeting in London.
我把一个在教会的学生女孩子带到去 Reinhard Bonnke 那个聚会。
And she doesn't believe in healing because her pastor told her.
她也不相信医治，因为牧师这样子跟她讲。
And so in that meeting was in London.
那个聚会是在伦敦。
And out came this man. You could see he was in a wheelchair. His legs were very, very thin. And then he told the audience he has not walked in 35 years. And they asked him, how old are you? He says 35. So in other words, his entire life, he has not walked in his life. You could tell from his legs, they were like sticks.
他那个脚很细，好像一根柱正棍子这样子。他坐在轮椅上，他去人家问他，你那个有多病了多久啊？他说35年。他问他你现在几岁？他说35岁。这样子做，他的从小就出生就开始有这个残疾的这个，到现在都还没有得医治。
So I looked, so in my mind, I looked at the sister. I said.
我这在脑里面就看着他。
Today you're going to see a miracle.
今天你要看神迹了。
And I would love you try and explain to me what that is.
我很希望你能先跟我解释这是什么那一回事。
And then Reinhard Bonnke lay hands on this man on the wheelchair and say, walk in Jesus' name.
李文基放他的手在这个女孩子身上。
I was watching.
奉主耶稣基督的名走起来走。
And from upstairs, I was watching.
牧师就从上面看下去。
And then you saw the man slowly got up.
他就看见那个人慢慢慢慢的起来了。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
哇，他就牧师说
，Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Keep looking at the sister.
他就看着那个女儿。
And he got up, and then he took one step.And another step, and a few minutes later, he was running around the building.
那个姐妹开始的时候是一步两步的走，慢慢的，她环绕着教会圈跑圈。
For me, I was going, wow, hallelujah, hallelujah.
对我来
说 ，hallelujah, I was shouting and shouting and shouting.
我就一路叫 hallelujah, hallelujah,
rejoicing.
Rejoice, 一路的啊叫。
And then suddenly I remember the girl, sister. So I looked at her.
后来我想起了那个姐妹。
And she was like this.
她是好很骄傲这样子。
She said, I said, what? I said, it's a miracle, sister. This man 35 years not walk, can you not see?
Yeah.他说 你看啊，这是奇迹嘛，就是神迹啊，就是哈，因为35年都不能走啊。
She said, Joshua, you've been deceived.
他说 Joshua, 你被骗了。
That man was never lame.
那个人呢，从来也没有瘸腿。
It is just a show.
这个只是一个做戏啊。
I said, sister, get out of my face.I don't want to ever talk to you again.
他就对那个姐妹说，起来了。
I was so angry.
我真的很生气。
Here is a miracle.
这里明明是一个神迹。
And yet, a person can be so blind to the miracle to say, no, this is a scam. He is always walking.
竟然这个人呢，他的不承认这个是神迹，这个是骗局。他说是他本来就可以行走的。
How can such a person be so blind?
他为什么那么瞎眼的呢？
Because all her life she'd been told by the church no miracles.
他就是一生，他整个人生都是教会跟他说是没有神迹的。
And they give very good explanations.
也给他一个。看起来很有道理的道理。
And because it's a stronghold in the mind,
大家脑里面就有一个坚固的营垒在那。
So for the Pharisee, it cannot be God.
那样那个法利赛人就不可能是神。
And other places in the church, they said it must be a demon that is working through him.
另外的教会的他们就说这个肯定是一个魔鬼在那边做事。
And so people then say, somehow people say, no, if it's a miracle, then it has to be the devil.
有的人还说如果一个这是神迹那个是肯定的魔鬼在做这个神迹。
And as I became mature, as a more mature as a Christian, I no longer become as angry.
当我慢慢的更成熟成为一个更成熟的基督徒的时候呢我就不会
生气。I now say to people who don't believe and say, isn't this the best way to show love, God's love to people?
我跟那些不相信的人我就跟他这个是不是最好的方法就是看得见神的爱。
When the man is in a wheelchair for 35 years, he does not need counseling. He does not need people to explain to him why he cannot walk.
一个人坐在轮椅35年他需要的不是去辅导他需要。
Amen?
的医治。
That's all religion can do is explain and just calm you down.And let you accept your situation.
那是宗教性的，就是要你的安静下来，要你接受这种情形。
And we call that the love of God. Nonsense.
我们叫那种是神的爱吗？
What the lame man of 35 years needed was a Messiah to set him free and make him walk again.
那个三十五年不坐轮椅的人，他需要的是救主，把他释放，把他能走路。
And if he cannot walk, then there's got to be something wrong with the person laying in hands on the person.
如果他还不能走的话，就是那个按手的人是有问题了。
And that is our homework.
这个是我们的功课。
If we lay hands and the person does not walk.Then we need to go back home and come before the Lord and ask, Lord, teach me.
如果我们按手在人家头上，人家不能得医治的时候，那个时候我们回家的时候，面对着耶稣，就要问他，干嘛我不行呢？
Because it is an important aspect of demonstrating God's love for people.
那个是一个最好的表现，就是神的爱对人的爱。
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, in my own experience, God has used me to lay hands on people and many, many, many have got healed.
在我人生的经验里面，神利用我按手在那个病人身上，很多很多很多的人都得到医治。
And the one that cannot be healed, I have to seek the Lord and say, why, Lord?
那个不能得医治的，我就是要寻求耶稣，主啊，为什么不行？
The last thing you want to do is give up.
最后呢，一个办法就是你才要放弃。
God wants people well.
神希望人好。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because in verse 16,
在第十六节，
Jesus said something very strange.
耶稣说了一点东西很奇怪的
Completely against what we think
是跟我们思想是相违背的
You see, with a woman bending down like that We already give that woman a medical term It's spinal whatever
如果我们看见一个人十八年忘了这个药啊，我们就会给他一个病的名词啊，他的那个
Amen
脊椎有问题了
All we can do with a woman of 18 yearsOh, this woman, 18 years, she's got this spinal whatever disease you call it.
那个十八年这样子的话，她就是脊椎有什么什么什么的病了，这样子说。
That's what religious people would do.
这样子，宗教性的人他也会这样子说。
What did Jesus do?
耶稣怎么样说呢？
He said, "And all this woman, a daughter of Abraham."Whom Satan bound for 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?
第十六节他这样子说何况他本是亚伯拉罕的后裔被撒旦捆绑了十八年不该在安息日这天解开他的捆绑吗
Two things Jesus said is so important.
这里两样事情是耶稣说的很重要的。
This woman of 18 years, people condemn her.
那个人被咒坐了十八年。
rather than rejoice that she's healed, the Pharisees say, how dare you be healed on the Sabbath day?
就算呢他的医治，那么他自己很高兴的时候啊，还要给那些宗教的领袖就是说啊，不该在安息日做这个事情。
All her life, she's probably been told it is because of your sins.
他整个生命里面呢，都是这样子给人家说，哎，因为病你这样子。
You see, the Pharisee saw the woman as a person who is a sinner.
那个法利赛派人呢，看见那个女人呢，认为她是犯了罪，罪人。
But what did Jesus call her?
耶稣怎么样叫她呢？
Daughter of Abraham.
他要她是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
God does not see a sinner.
神没有把她看的罪人。
Does not see someone.Who has sinned against him, that's why they are sick.
他们是病，不是把他看的是因为犯罪而生病。
Instead, God sees the person as son and daughter of his.
他反而把他看的是亚伯拉罕的那个子孙。
Amen.
Amen.
And what else did he say?
他还说什么呢？
She's like that not because of her sin.
她这样子不是因为她的罪。
She's like that is not because of something she ate.
她这样的病也不是因为她吃了什么。
She's like that is not because of some accident.
她这样子不是因为她有什么意外。
She's disabled not because of any of this.
她的残疾不是因为上面所说的任何一样。
What Jesus said is absolutely offensive to today's thinking.
耶稣说的那些的跟今天所想的都是
Do you agree?
都是不能接受的，你同意吗？
This woman has an infirmity, it's because of the devil.
这个人的他这个病呢，就是因为那个撒旦。
That explanation today is unacceptable in our society.
那种解释在我们社会里面呢是不能接受的。
If it's unacceptable, then that person will, then it's impossible to cure that person.
这样子的话，那个人怎么样去医治他呢？
Amen. Because if it's the devil that's bound her, then she can only be healed in one way.
如果他是被魔鬼捆绑的话，如果他只有一个方法把他的医治。
It is not through medication.
不是用药。
It is through setting her free.
就是把她释放。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of us are willing to be offensive? Sometimes?
我们有多少人就是给人家就是冲撞的。
Can you imagine?
你可以想吗？
People say, no, that sister's suffering from some spinal bifida, whatever. There's a name to it. And they say, no, it's a demon.
不，他是腰椎的病。我说不是，是那个撒旦。
Imagine if Betty would say, "No, it's a demon."
如果你看看 Betty 说不，这个是撒旦。
And we as Christians say, "Betty, you're very extreme."
我们就会跟他说，哇，你是很极端啊 ，Betty。
But what happens if Betty is right?
但如果 Betty 他是对的呢
？What happens if Jesus is right?
如果是耶稣是对的呢？
And what happens if the Holy Spirit is telling you, son, that woman is 18 years, it's not a disease, it is a bondage.
如果圣灵跟我说，这个女人18年那个病啊，不，那个捆绑啊，不是她的患病。
Then you have to set her free.
这样子你就要把她马上把她释放。
Can you see, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹，你看。
Sometimes religion can blind us.
你看那个宗教的东西，有时候把我们弄瞎了。
And if it blinds us,
如果把我们弄瞎了吧
，then number one, we become judgmental.
这样子我们就很容易去论断人家。
Secondly, we cannot manifest the love of God to the person.
这样子我们不能把神的爱带到他那里去。
That's why I encourage you whenever you see someone that needs prayer.
所以我鼓励你，如果看见人是需要祷告的话
，Get rid of this thinking. Oh, she got sin.
哦，要把那种思想拿掉。
No,
哦，她是病了。
The first thing you say, God really loves her.
第一个你一定要说是、啊、神很爱你。
She's a daughter of Abraham.
她是、啊、亚伯拉罕的女儿。
And whether that person is a, the person is either a real physical sickness or it is a demonic one, it doesn't matter. Whichever one it is, let the Holy Spirit show you.
啊、不管呢，他是到底是真的病了，还是被那魔鬼的捆绑了。没有关系，那个让圣灵来告诉你。
The important thing is set her free.
最重要的是就是把他释放。
Heal the sick.
医治他。
Cast out the demon.
把那个魔鬼赶出去。
That's the job of the church.
这个就是教会的工作。
And I tell you, brothers and sisters, if the church neglects its duty, where else can people go?
如果教会呢忘记了我们的责任呢，他还能去哪里呢？
What happens to a person that the doctors can do nothing about?
如果医生也不能医治了，他该怎么办呢？
What happens to a son or a daughter that's locked up in a mental hospital?
那么那个孩子那个女儿如果关在那个那个精神病院呢？
And the mother runs to the church and beg you, come and pray for my daughter.
那么妈妈来到教会求我们、哎、你去为我的女儿在神经病的院的女儿祷告了。
If we are full of religion,
如果我们是也是宗教性的
we will say no, it's because you have sinned against God.
我们就会说不
we,
因为你犯罪
our hearts will be hardened.
我们的心很硬冷
our eyes will be blind.
我们都瞎了眼。
But if we carry the mercy of Jesus,
但是如果我们有耶稣怜悯的心的话
the love of Jesus,
有耶稣的爱的话
let me go and try,
让我去试试看吧
and pray for your daughter,
去为你女儿祷告
I may not be a pastor,
我可能不是牧师
I may be only a Christian, only a few months old,
我可能只是一个基督徒，只是信了主几个月。
But I'm going to show Jesus' love.
但是我要让他看见主耶稣的爱。
The Bible says lay hands.
因为圣经说按手。
I've got hands.
我有手。
I'm going to lay hands.
我要把我的手按在他头上。
Whether it works or not work, I don't care. I just have to do it.
我不管成不成，我就是要去做。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you'll be surprised.
弟兄姐妹，我要告诉你，你会惊讶。
That suddenly you realize your hands is not just hands.
突然之间，你会感觉得原来你的手不只是手。
If you lay hands in obedience to God,
如果你顺从神的旨意，把手放下去，按下去
，there is power.
这里有那个能力。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when you see someone healed.
弟兄姐妹，如果你看见有人得医治的话
，the gratefulness, the love of the people, how the gratefulness for being well again is so incredible.
那种得医治那种感恩的心呢，是那么的是。
When you see the parents, when you see the sick person connect to God.
你看见那个生病的人呢，已经与神连接上了。
That's the love of God.
那就是神的爱。
And when they come to you and say, "Thank you, brother."
如果他们来到你面前，弟兄啊，感谢你。
You can often see the tears rolling down the eyes.
看见的那眼泪马上掉下来。
And you say to the person, "It's nothing to do with me."
你就跟他说，这与我。
The only thing that I did right,、the only thing that I did right,
我只有一件事是做得对的
was to be here,
就是在这里
and pray for you,
为你祷告
That's all we do.
我只是做了这样事情
We go,
去
we lay hands,
按手
Amen,
Amen.
You can only do that if you are not blinded by religion.
你会这样制作，只有你没有被那个宗教弄瞎了你的眼睛。
Religion will condemn people.
宗教的东西会论断人家。
Religion will have so many rules.
那个宗教的东西很多的律法。
But in the Holy Spirit,
但在圣灵里面
there is freedom.
就是自由。
I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, if we be brave enough,
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，如果你是勇敢的话，
the only qualification you need is being born again.
你只需要的学历就是重生。
As long as you are born again,
只要你是重生的话，
that you know Jesus,
你认识耶稣，
then you go to the sick,
你就去那生病的人，
you go to the oppressed,
你被压制的人，
and have a go,
你就试试看。
In Jesus' name, be healed. If you don't want to do this, in Jesus' name, be healed.
如果不想跟他按手，你就扯着他的衣服，奉主耶稣的名，你的意志。
Amen. God really works through us.
神是借用我们做事的。
But the devil will whisper, "What if nothing happens?"
那个魔鬼就会跟你说，如果没有事发生的话。
I tell you, whenever you pray for someone, you hear the devil loud and clear. What if nothing happens?
每次当你去按手为人按手的时候，我告诉你，你会听见的那个撒旦啊，跟你说，如果没的意思的话，怎么样？
You just say to the devil, I don't care, it's nothing to do with me.
你就跟那个魔鬼撒旦说，我不管，这与我无关。
Bible told me to pray, I pray.
那个圣经告诉我去祷告，我就去祷告。
And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you keep doing it, you eventually see miracles.
弟兄姐妹啊，我告诉你，你继续的去做，再做，你就发觉一点不一样。
It doesn't have to be a pastor, doesn't have to be, it just needs someone who believes in Jesus.
不需要那个牧师去做，只要你相信耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you don't need good reasons. If a person is sick, pray. He didn't say whether they deserve it or don't deserve it.
你不需要好的道理，到底他值得为他祷告还是不值得，你只要为他祷告。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That person, Jesus loves.
那个人，耶稣也爱他。
Jesus told us to lay hands on the sick.
耶稣告诉我们去为他按手。
We do it.
我们就去做。
Even if we get people criticizing you.
就算人家来论断我们。
Just do it.
不管，照样去做。
I remember many times when I was a young pastor, all these churches that don't believe in healing persecute us.
我记得那个很多那个教会，他们不相信这些事情的，都来去就是
But whenever they got somebody who's demon possessed or very very sick, what do? They send them to us.
当他们呢有那个鬼附身的，有很严重的病人，他们做什么呢？他们就来到我们的教会来求我们。
And then they get healed, and we send them back.
他们得医治了，我们把他送回去。
And you can see the members well again, right? But they still believe we don't believe in healing.
当那个人得医治，他还是这样子，我不相信。
That's called blindness.
那就是瞎眼。
That's called hardened of heart.
就是心很硬。
Amen.
Amen.
But we believe.
但是我们相信。
I don't care if you persecute me.
无论你怎么样对我
I don't care if I'm offensive
无论这怎么样是不礼貌这样子
And I remember amongst that when I said to the girl I don't want to ever talk to you again
我对那个女的说我以后永远不要跟你说话
And then one day she and her friends came look for me
后来那个姐妹找一个朋友来找我
He said Joshua we don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit
他说周修牧师啊我们不相信的圣灵的圣灵。
I said to them, look, I'm on fire.
他说跟他们说我现在啊这就是火热的心呢。
And then they said, this time next year, you watch, you probably won't be on fire.
他们就说明年呢你就那个不会啊那个火热了。
Exactly a year later, I saw this group of people.
后来一年以后，我又看见这
些人。I am still on fire.
就跟他们说，我还是那个火热的心。
And when I looked at them,
我看着他们。
I said, "Do you still go to church?"
你还去教会吗
？Sometimes.
有时候。
I said, "What happened to your faith?" What happened to your faith?
你的信怎么样啊?
You see, religion talks a lot.
那个宗教的话说的很多。
But there's no substance.
里面是空荡荡的，没东西。
There's no evidence.
没证明的。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters.
我告诉你弟兄姐妹们啊。
Signs and wonders authenticate the gospel.
神迹奇事就是令到那个福音啊，好像被冒犯了。
It validates your message.Many times when I go to a situation where people were against me,
很多时候我去人家那里，人家都是来冒犯我。
All it took was a couple of miracles and they would start listening.
只要几个神迹，他就把他们的嘴闭上了。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们祷告一起来。
Lord Jesus, you are merciful.
主啊，你是那个怜悯的主。
We need your touch.
我们需要你的触摸。
We need your power.
我们需要你的能力。
Father, help us not to be afraid.
天父啊，让我们不要害怕。
Not to be ashamed.
不要羞愧。
Bring us, O God, to the people that need prayer.
主啊，把我们领到那些需要祷告的人。
And we will do all our best.
我们会尽我们所能
to pray for people who are in need.
为他需要的人去祷告。
And Father, when it doesn't happen,
天父啊，如果没有发生的话，
help us not to give up.
让我们不要放弃。
Help us seek your face.
让我们再寻求你。
Because we know that your love is greater than anything else.
我们知道你的爱是比任何的东西都要伟大。
Father, we really need to see your miracles here in London.
天父啊，我们在伦敦是需要你的神迹奇事。
To deliver and set the families free.
把那些受捆绑的家庭得释放。
To really silence the religious spirit.
要把那个宗教的灵把它捆绑。
To open the eyes of the blind.
要把它瞎眼的。
Father, I pray that you stir our hearts.
天父啊，我们祷告你搅动我们的心。
And really begin to push forward, Lord.
让我们向前进。
And when we see the sick,
当我们看见生病的人
When we see a person that needs prayer
我们看见需要祷告的人
Help us, O God, not to hesitate
帮助我们不要怀疑
And we pray
就为他祷告
In Jesus' name
奉耶稣基督的
名 Be healed
得医治
Be set free
被释放
In Jesus' name
奉主耶稣基督的名
Help us to be disciples of Jesus
帮我们成为你的门徒
Let's all stand
让我们一起起立站起来
let's all raise our hands and Lord I pray the Holy Spirit will come upon us and give us boldness
让我们举起手圣灵啊让你的主啊
I pray that this week Lord we will meet people that need prayer whether it is mentally physically or anything that they need Lord God we want to be the carrier of that miracle
主啊，这周以内啊，无论有什么需要祷告的病的啊，让我们的就是能成就。
Father, we want to bring hope to the hopeless.
我要把希望带到那些没希望的人身上。
In the name of Jesus, Father, in our church, O God, there are a number of people who have cancer, Lord.
主啊，在我们教会里面有一群人都是有癌症的。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名
We command this infirmity to leave
我命令这些病要
And we command in Jesus' name That our brothers and sisters are set free from the spirit of infirmity
奉耶稣基督名我们弟兄姐妹要真的要脱离这些软弱身体软弱有病要离开
Father, let them live
主啊，让他
Let them fulfill your plan.
让你的旨意成就。
And we pray, O God.
主啊，我们祷告。
Our brothers and sisters who are suffering from infirmities in their bodies.
我们弟兄姐妹有病的。
Who have disability in certain areas.
某方面呢有残疾的。
And that the doctors can do nothing about.
就算医生也不能做什么事情。
Father, in Jesus' name.
天父啊，奉主耶稣基督的名
，We loose them in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. 释放把他们。
We release them from the bondage of Satan.
把他们释放从这些捆绑里面。
From the bondage of these diseases.
从那个这种病的捆绑里面释放出来。
From the bondages of sicknesses.
从病里面释放出来。
Father, give them hope.
主啊，给他们那个希望。
Let them live on.
让他继续的活下去。
And fulfill your call.
要成就你的呼召。
Father, right now.
I pray, oh God,
for your spirit to heal us.
愿你的灵医治我们。
Heal our minds.
医治我们的思想。
Heal our hearts.
我们的意念。
Heal our bodies.
我的身体。
Set us free from the blindness of religion.
把我们从那个宗教里面释放瞎眼里面释放出来。
And help us to receive the love of God.
让我们领受主耶稣神的爱。
Help us to receive the heart of God.
让领受那个神的心。
Father, right now.
天父啊，现在。
I pray for everyone who has the need.
我为所有有需要的弟兄姐妹祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Brothers and sisters, if you have any need at all.
弟兄姐妹，如果你有什么需要的话。
Whether it's in your mind, in your heart, in your body, in your life, even you need a miracle from God.
如果你需要神的奇迹在你身上，不管你是那个头脑上面的家庭上面的，
to believe,
我要你去相信。
To believe God hears you.
相信神能医治你。
To believe that He will deliver you.
他会释放你。
As we worship,
当我们在敬拜的时候，
allow the Holy Spirit to touch you.
让圣灵来触摸你。
Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
圣灵啊，我们欢迎你。
We welcome you.
我们欢迎你。
We welcome you, Lord.
我们欢迎你。